Been good. No, man, this is a crazy process, but you know, I'm grateful that I had the opportunity to come and work out for the Jazz. I mean, great organization, great guys, and thought I did well.
What's the craziest part of the process?
Man, just kind of the uncertainty of it all. I mean, you don't know where things are going to go. There's good days, there's bad days, and you got to just take it one day at a time and play to your strengths and play hard.
What do they want to see out of you?
You know, there's certain things I'm trying to prove. I'm trying to prove that I can score from the three-point line. You know, my game's kind of the mid-range game, but I'm a scorer, and I believe I can help any team score, and I'm trying to prove that.
What went well today?
I think the 3-on-3 was my best part. I thought I competed well, had some good passes, and made some shots, and so just gotta keep doing our thing.
This is now your third workout. Have most of the workouts been fairly similar, or has there been quite a bit of variety between the three?
I mean, there's similar parts. Each team will play some type of 3-on-3, some 1-on-1. There's lots of different shooting drills, and I'm trying to just take it all in. I learn something new every day just from the coaches or the guys I'm competing against, and so it's been a fun experience.
What has been your feedback, maybe especially with today's workout, from the coaches and whatnot?
I'm not sure yet. I haven't had my interview yet, and so, but I think I proved myself on defense, staying in front of guys, and then being a playmaker on offense, being able to handle the ball, and so those are some of the things I'm trying to prove.
Are teams looking at you as a one or a two or a combo?
I think I'm a two, but the NBA game, you have to be able to handle the ball, and so many teams use the ball screen, and so I'm getting more and more comfortable every day with that, and. Hopefully I can be a threat from there.
You feel like there are a lot of questions about your ability to defend 6'6 and 6'8 guys because there's so many big guys on the perimeter in the NBA?
Yeah, I think there are some questions. Guys want to see that out of me. But, you know, my workout so far, I feel like I've proven that, and I've tried to build my body the right way so I can be moving laterally quick and be strong that way.
Who have you been leaning on during this process? Is it you reach out to Jimmer? Is it your dad or other people?
Yeah, I mean, former coaches, Coach Pope, and who's now at UVU, and Bob Medina, our strength coach at BYU. I mean, he was in the NBA for 20 years. And then, obviously, yeah, my dad and my family. Talk to them every day about what's going on.
So where have you worked out, and where are you headed?
I've been in Phoenix and Dallas this last week, and then the Jazz today, Lakers Wednesday, Golden State Saturday, and then I think I have Memphis and Brooklyn, a bunch more. And so just trying to take it one at a time and play as hard as I can.
Have you thought about weighing D-League versus making money in Europe versus being closer to the NBA?
Not really right now. I mean, I'm trying to just keep all my options open. And, you know, obviously the main goal is playing the NBA, and I feel like I can play there. I feel like my game fits well, and I can be of value to some team.
I mean, what would it mean to you in the future if you do get picked up in the NBA?
It'd be awesome. That's what you grow up dreaming of doing, and it'd be a really great experience. But you know, I'm open to all my options, and you know, everyone takes their route a different way, and so I'm just trying to go as far as I can.
How did your career at BYU prepare you for this opportunity?
You know, a lot of guys will look at a four-year person in college as a negative thing, and I don't think so. I wouldn't trade my experience at BYU for anything, and I feel like I'm NBA ready, you know, mentally and physically, and I'm confident I can play.
You enjoy meeting Dirk Nowitzki?
That was great. He was a nice guy. Huge, really big. But good guy.
You probably met a lot of big time players. Is there something about him that caused you to be a little starstruck where you'd ask for a photo?
Yeah. No, well, a lot of the guys that were at the workout were like, you know, do we want to be that guy and take a picture with him? I mean, he grew up watching him, and I mean, he's one of the greatest players ever, and so he was one of my favorite players growing up, so I thought it would be cool.
Is that a fun part of the process, is meeting some of the big names in the game?
For sure. I mean, you grow up watching the NBA, and then all of a sudden you're here, and so, but I mean, you can't be too starstruck, and I feel like I can play with them.
Is it a little bit surreal just knowing that you're kind of at that stage in your career to when you're preparing for the NBA? Or?
Yeah, I mean, a little bit. It's just the next thing. I feel like I had a great college career, but I feel like I'm ready for this next step.